This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. LA Spins has learned that Eagles co-founder Glenn Frey had been suffering from rheumatoid arthritis for 15 years prior to his death. But now, Eagles manager Irving Azoff is blaming the drugs he was taking for that condition for causing ulcerative colitis and pneumonia, which he ultimately died from. Those, tragically, are potential side effects of rheumatoid arthritis medication. Glenn will miss you very much. You helped define the LA sound. How do you make studios here scramble? Well, if you're Disney, all you have to do is change the date of when the next Star Wars film will be releasing. Then watch the mad rescheduling going on at every studio in town. Yep, when Disney pushed back the release date of Star Wars 8 from May to December 15th, 2017, several film projects got new release dates. First off, no Avatar 2 in 2017. Gone. Now there will be more films coming in the summer of 2017, not December. Look for The Mummy reboot starring Tom Cruise, Sony's Jumanji reboot coming in July now, and Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Men Tell No Tales now taking Star Wars' old date, May 26th. And that's just four of the changes. Rapper Kanye West has changed his upcoming album title from Swish to Waves, calling it in true West understated fashion, quote, not just the album of the year, but the album of life. Spoken like a true genie, pompous ass. Waves releases February 11th. The Showtime pay TV network is investing in the show Billions. The premium cable network has renewed the financial drama for a second season. Billions premiered this month to 6.5 million viewers across multiple platforms. Starring Homeland veteran Damian Lewis and Oscar nominee Paul Giamatti, the hour-long show is set in the Manhattan world of high finance and tells a contemporary tale of power politics. A new Michael Jackson documentary is also coming to the network. The documentary will be released in conjunction with a reissue of Michael Jackson's huge fifth studio album, Off the Wall. The fresh edition of the 1979 album drops February 26th and will come packaged with the doc entitled Michael Jackson's Journey from Motown to Off the Wall, and it's directed by Spike Lee. The doc will air on Showtime February 5th at 9 p.m. In a recent interview, actor Matthew Perry admitted that he has no recollection of 3 years' worth of the show he was famously on, Friends, from seasons 3 through 6, because he was under the influence of Vicodin and alcohol most of the time. The rest of his Friends co-stars reunited this week to film a segment for NBC's Must See TV, a tribute to James Burrows, which will air on February 21st. Perry, who is currently in rehearsals in London for his upcoming play, The End of Longing, will appear on the special to introduce the rest of the cast. Donald Fagen, the co-founder of Steely Dan, took a plea deal that will see the misdemeanor assault and harassment case brought by his wife dismissed after a year of good behavior. Fagen, 67, was arrested for shoving his wife, Libby Titus, 69, against a window frame earlier this month in their Manhattan apartment. According to Assistant District Attorney Jared Kramer, the deal was made after consulting lawyers from both sides. The singer must avoid trouble for the next year because the case is technically open. So let's hope Fagen doesn't do it again. Sorry, couldn't resist. A rare Star Wars prop piece, Luke Skywalker's DL-44 blaster used in the 1980 film The Empire Strikes Back, is up for sale at auction with a minimum bid of $200,000.
Luke, don't hit the trap!
But a word of warning, it's a bit worn. But let's face it, the geek that shells out 200 grand for it won't really care, will they? Sometimes even the closest of couples need their own space. Well, rumor has it that Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt may get all the space they want right in time for Valentine's Day, as a source told LA Spins that a possible split announcement could come as soon as February while Brad's off filming. Though Brad and Angie reportedly can't stay in the same room together without fighting, they've made preparations to spare their kids from the pain of the breakup. We're told that it was their busy schedules that caused big problems. Our sources told us, quote, dedicating their lives to film work, human rights, and their children left them little time for each other. And when they do manage to get together, they end up squabbling or passing the time in frozen silence. Well, we'll see what happens with this. Hopefully, they'll work things out. The verdict in singer Kesha's lawsuit against hotshot producer and former mentor Dr. Luke has been postponed to February 19th. The TikTok singer sued Dr. Luke for sexual assault and battery, sexual harassment, gender violence, intentional enforcement of emotional duress, and more. She filed the lawsuit in 2014, and since she has an exclusive contract with him, she's been unable to record or perform. We'll keep you posted. It looks like there won't be two sequels to Terminator Genisys after all. Actually, there won't be any. Paramount Pictures had set a May 2017 release date for one sequel and another one for June 2018, but now both have been canceled. Terminator Genisys only pulled in $89 million in the U.S. and wasn't liked by critics either. So we guess the Terminator will be silenced.
I'll be back.
No you won't.
The Trash Bin.
Rob Kardashian has moved in with Blac Chyna, the former stripper, ex-girlfriend, and baby mama of rapper Tyga, who's currently dating Kylie Jenner, Rob's half-sister. Confused? Don't be. This soap opera is commonplace with the Kardashians because they thrive on it, and the more we watch, the more they thrive. Anyway, brother Rob has had a long battle with weight, having ballooned 100 pounds, and has recently been diagnosed with diabetes. His sisters are very upset with him because he's been texting them that he and Blac Chyna will be getting married soon. So, with Valentine's Day approaching, the Kardashians are alarmed that Rob just may elope with Blac Chyna. Ah, so what's the big deal welcoming a former stripper into the family? After all, Kim Kardashian's so-called career started with a sex tape.
The news wrap-up.
Since the Federal Aviation Administration launched mandatory registration for drones, there have been nearly 300,000 civilians registered in just the last 30 days. Apple quarterly earnings were down over the last quarter as it saw sales of its iPhones drop over the holidays. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey confirmed the exit of product head Kevin Whale, media boss Katie Stanton, and two other top executives. Facebook beat out all analyst predictions with its latest earnings numbers. They say there's an app for everything, and soon there's going to be one to control your baby stroller, but it'll cost $3,000 US.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Kung Fu Panda 3 clobbered the competition this week at the box office.
The number one album.
Adele's 25 returns to the top spot again this week.
The number one app.
FaceSwap Live is the best-selling app in the USA.
The number one fiction book.
Blue by best-selling author Daniel Steele is the most popular book this week.
Barbados-born Rihanna has racked up many awards since her career launch back in 2005. She sold over 200 million albums worldwide, and she's been signed to Jay-Z's Rockefeller Records since the very beginning. She's about to embark on an ambitious tour of the US, Canada, and Europe beginning next week, and she just dropped her new single. Here's Rihanna featuring Drake with the song of the week, Work.
Baby, don't you leave. Don't leave me stuck here in the streets. If I get another chance to, I will never, no, never neglect you. I mean, who am I to hold your best against you? I just hope that it gets to you. I hope that you see. What can I say? Please recognize I'm trying, baby. I feel work, 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 work. It sent me, I feel work, 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 work. You see me do my da-da-da-da-da. Something better, work, 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 work. When you walk out, la-la-la-la-la.
From her 8th studio album, Anti, that was 27-year-old superstar Rihanna featuring Drake with the song of the week, Work. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.